Today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is April Fool's Day. It's also Child Help National Day of Hope. It's Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action. It's also National 1 Cent Day. You know, we don't make those anymore. Or we don't, I don't think we produce those anymore, do we? In the United States? It's National Fast Walking Day. And it's also National Sourdough Bread Day. You know, I really like bread. I would almost say I love bread, like Oprah. I love bread. But sourdough is probably one of my least favorite because I, for whatever reason, I don't really like the sour flavor. I'll eat it. I mean, don't get me wrong, because I love bread, so I'll eat sourdough bread if it's there, but I prefer just a white country loaf or something like that. Or I like the fancy ones where they add stuff to it, like they add onion, caramelized onions, olives, you know, all kinds of stuff. If you go to nice restaurants or even, you know, like on the Strip in Vegas, there is a Gordon Ramsay restaurant in Paris, or there used to be. It's been a few years since I've been to Vegas, so I don't know if that's still there. But there was a Gordon Ramsay restaurant, and they served these breads that they roll it up and they put caramelized onions, stuff like that, inside of it, and it was so good. It was so good. And I've had one before where they put like an olive tapenade or a pesto, or there are all kinds of things you can roll up inside a bread and it tastes really good. So I like a lot of different breads better than I like sourdough bread. That's the bottom line of how I feel. So yeah, it's April Fool's Day. Hopefully I don't deal with that. I don't really get into the foolishness. I don't really get into playing pranks that much, but, and I don't think I've ever really had someone play a prank on me either. So, you know, it is what it is. I'll just get past it and move on. So on Monday, I talked about what I did on the weekend, and, you know, the weekend was pretty relaxing weekend. Not much happened. We just kind of watched TV. We did watch a new law show to us. It's got 3 seasons, but it's a new show to us. It's called Reasonable Doubt. And we watched the first episode. I couldn't really get into it. And Mark didn't really get into it either. So I don't know if we're going to continue watching it. But I tell you what, we're watching Shrinking. And Shrinking is so good. I don't want it to ever end. It's funny. Like, we literally laugh. We literally laugh out loud to some of the stuff that they say. And I just love the characters. The characters are really... I think one of the reasons I like procedurals is procedurals give you kind of a story every episode. But they really focus more on the relationships between the various characters and the characters. And I really like character-driven shows that I can really get into learning about the characters, what they're like, how they interact with each other, all that kind of stuff. And so a procedural really is just, you know, the background is the story of the week. But the real story of procedurals is how the relationships progress and, you know, all of that. Excuse me. I'm going to get a little choked. So anyway, we didn't really love it. I think, though, the only thing, though, character-driven shows tend to take a little bit longer to get into because you have to learn about the characters, you have to learn the different relationships, all of that stuff you have to do. So I may give it, on my own, I may give it another couple of episodes and see, you know, if I start liking it. Because normally I love law shows. I find it very interesting. So I don't know, maybe, you know, I have a lot of time. I've been getting bored recently, so I have a lot of time during the day, so I may give another couple of episodes. So what else did I do? I told you guys that I was trying to get my insurance information taken care of. Apparently, or get my insurance taken care of, I got insurance, I think, health insurance, for $20 a month. I know what you're saying, Adam. That's not possible. We're paying $900 a month, or, you know, whatever the case may be, if you're not in a job. Because when you're in a job, your company subsidizes a lot of that cost. And so, you know, you're paying a small portion and the company is paying a lot of it. But I don't know. I mean, I looked through the plans. It's Blue Cross, which is the same company that I was with Walmart. And it's a high deductible plan, but I need a high deductible plan because I have an HSA, and the HSA, in order to keep it, I have to have a high deductible plan. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes. There was a little bit of drama because the website sucks. It's still not great. And they don't explain things. I mean, the website itself is fine, but they don't really explain things very well. And so what ends up happening is you don't know. I'll just give you an example. Like, you don't know. They'll say, okay, the next step is to pay your premium. But they don't give you a lot of help on how to do that. If it's a company that works with them, they will have a button on there that you click and it takes you to the payment screen of the other, you know, company. Because the marketplace doesn't sell you the insurance. They're just the marketplace. I mean, they're just selling you the insurance. And then the insurance company is the one that you have to deal with and you have to pay them and all that kind of stuff. So it'll take you over there. But there was just a lot of information that they didn't give me. And I still don't know today, on Wednesday, if I have valid insurance. I'm supposedly going to get some stuff in the mail, and I supposedly set up auto pay, but I don't know. I don't really know. And then yesterday, I had a dish that I had to cook for throwing down that was a gochujang noodles. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was gochujang noodles. And the main ingredient was noodles and gochujang. Well, I, at Walmart, got gochujang sauce, but then I read the recipe, and it said, don't use gochujang sauce. You need to use gochujang paste. Well, they didn't have gochujang paste. How many times can I say gochujang? They didn't have gochujang paste at Walmart. And we have these Asian stores around, but I feel out of place a little bit going into them, and also they're generally small, and I don't know what smallness has to do with anything, but they're small, and the people, they're nice. I mean, they're nice, but I don't know what I'm getting. A lot of stuff is in other languages, etc. But I decided I was going to go to this Asian store. It's called Asian Amigo. Because they have a mixture of Asian and Hispanic foods, which is kind of a weird combination, but we have a lot of Hispanic people and we have a lot of various Asian cultures here. We have Filipinos, we have Indians from India, we have, I don't know what else, but we have a lot of different, you know, Asian cultures here. So they kind of mix them together. We don't have a lot of Chinese and Japanese that I know of, but they did also have Japanese and Chinese food. So I drove over there yesterday. It's about 20 minutes away. And I went in and I looked around. It was so overwhelming because there's so much stuff that we just don't get here. And a lot of it's probably really good, but I'm not familiar with it. So I finally found the gochujang. Luckily they had it. And I was able to get a small tub because we don't use it. I've never used it before, although after I use it in these noodles, I think I may use it again, so I'm glad I have a little bit left over because I'd like to play around with it. I coated my steak, so it was a noodle recipe, and that was it. There was no meat in it, there was no vegetables in it, it was just noodles and sauce, that was it. And so for a meal, I felt like I needed at least some kind of protein. And so what I did is I sous-vided steak. And then I cut the steak up into strips and put it on top of the noodles. And so we had noodles with steak. But when I made the steak, I decided to link the noodles and the steak together. That I would marinate the steak in gochujang. Not marinate it. I mean, I vacuum seal when I do sous vide. So I rubbed gochujang all over the outside of it, put salt, pepper, garlic powder, all that. And then I put it in there, vacuum sealed it, and I sous vide it with all that on there. And then I rubbed it off a little bit when I took it out of the sous vide, and I seared it like I always do in olive oil. And then I normally add a little bit of butter, but it seemed to be juicy enough that I didn't really need to add any butter to it. And the noodles had butter, so I just seared it and took it out, let it rest for about 5 minutes, and then I sliced it, and it was a nice medium rare. And I put that over the top of the noodles. They were spicy, but it was good. I mean, I really enjoyed it. So anyway, that's what I've done over the past couple of days. Happy April Fools. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.